I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist. LizPeake.com is where you can find Liz's columns. And over these last weeks, Liz has focused on the mayor-elect of New York because she lives there, because New York is vital to the success of the American economy. And it has absorbed blows these last years, the pandemic, the rush of people from the border, the overwhelming of the infrastructure of New York, and a hesitation about the future these days in the mayor-elect. Liz, there's no simple way to explain this, so I just say that having read your most recent column about Mayor-elect Mamdani, I am without an answer as to why he would continue to endorse people around him who are clearly on record and repeatedly and still maintain bigoted opinions of others. How is it that the mayor is explaining this, or is he? Thank you.
He doesn't even bother to explain it. I think you're talking about Hassam Chowdhury, who is his newly appointed political director for the Transition and Inaugural Committee. And he is someone who is very clearly anti-Semitic, has been quoted praising former Iranian President Ahmadinejad, and, you know, is anti-Israel, of course, as all of these progressive Muslims are. But it is pretty astonishing that that Mamdani is not making any effort to appear anything but a radical Muslim, anti-Israel, anti-Semite in a city that has a million Jews. I don't really understand it. It isn't just this one association that he has, though. He also just endorsed the person he'd like to see replace him in the New York State Assembly. And it's someone named Abar Kawa. And I have to say, I'm quoting someone on Twitter right now who claims, and I haven't verified this, that this person moved to the U.S. literally last year, has a master's degree in Islamic liberation theology, and is a Palestinian activist. Again, it just seems like Mamdani is going out of his way to alarm people who are not anti-Israel, who are not anti-Semitic, and who perhaps are Jewish. I mean, that's a pretty big part of the city. So, you know, we'll see where this goes, but it's disturbing that a person with absolutely no credentials whatsoever to become mayor of New York, a brief stint in the state assembly, does not give a 30-year-old person the management expertise or knowledgeability to really govern a city of 8 million people, that person is not reaching out, as, by the way, Eric Adams did when he became mayor, to former Mayor Mike Bloomberg, for example, who was an extremely successful mayor, brought in businesses, made the city prosperous and safe, boosted incomes, boosted life expectancy, had an enormously positive record. And Adams was smart enough to know that he didn't know how to run New York, even though he'd been a New Yorker for a long time and in a position of some responsibility in the police department. But, you know, he wanted help. He wanted to succeed. I see none of that in Mamdani. He thinks he knows everything. He thinks he can kind of rub people's noses in his very disturbing ideology and biases and so forth, surround himself with people who are ideologues and not management people. It's alarming, John. And, you know, obviously I'm not the only person concerned about this. I think New Yorkers are very worked up about it.
Calling himself a socialist now confuses me, because as a socialist, there is a program you go forward with. And he talked about it some during the campaign. None of it seemed to be based on reality. It all seemed to be some sort of storybook. Food stores to give away food or maintain the price of bread, and free bus rides and freezing apartment rents, all of which are fantastically wrong-headed and have been demonstrated to be wrong-headed for about 150 years. That was the campaign. Now he is preparing to actually be an authority in the midst of all of this city of prosperity. And he's going, He's going in the direction of talking about bigotry. Why is he doing that? Bigotry was not in the campaign. He denied it during the campaign.
Yeah. He tried to walk back some of his most incendiary anti-Israel, and anti-cop. I mean, he tried to walk back most of what he'd ever said as an adult, actually, during the campaign. But now he's full steam ahead. And I think, I actually think, as of the election day, the election night, when he made his speech, his victory speech, which was very angry and assertive and combative, I think, as people said, the mask came off and now we know who he is. So can he nonetheless govern this city, this ungovernable city, in a positive and constructive way? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you know, one of the big question marks out there is his whole attitude towards the police, whom he has defamed as racist and violent and so forth. Will he keep Jessica Tisch on as police commissioner? He says he will. Will she accept that role when she firmly believes in the power of the police and the good of the police, wants to hire thousands more cops, and he says, no, we have plenty? You know, that's going to be quite a battle, whether or not she stays on. It'll also kind of be a question mark how long she stays on. But anyway, you know, we're in the early innings. Let's see what he does. But right now, it is not very promising.
Elizabeth Peake. LizPeake.com is the website to see all the columns. She writes a column for The Hill, column for Fox News, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.